my name's George Bernhill Dobson Ellis, but it's not George at all, because that's been crossed off.
So what's it say on your birth certificate?
It says Bernhill Dobson Ellis. I was born in 1932, number 3 Holmesley Lane.
Tell me about your father first then. What did your father do?
He started off at about 12, working at George Armitage's, rubbing windowsills up, putting the drip off for the rain, you know. I rubbed the stone up until it was nice and smooth and let the rain run off it.
So you're saying they made windowsills?
Yes. My grandfather used to go down a bit early before they started, just to rub him one or two up before he started, to give him a start for the day.
So to give him a bit of a hand?
Yes. And then he went into the mechanical side of the job, you see, when my daddy loved it. So then he was driving a steam wagon for George Armitage's at 18 years old. My dad was driving, and you remember the shop in Rothwell, next door to Keatles, and I forgot his name, but he used to go and walk in front, you know, for me, and be my dad's sort of fireman come, lamp man come, everything else.
Where did they drive that wagon to then? Where did they go?
They took finished stone. I know for a fact they once picked some water up, of course, because they had to have places to pick it up. And they once picked some up at Peckfield Corner. There was a little sort of pond there, and they picked water up there. Well, if the water's not particularly good, it blows it out, you see, and it was full of duck muck. And so that didn't make it go too good.
Your dad told you that story?
He told me that story. And he also took, I think there were about 18 tonne, you know, a stone back of the steam wagon. And he also took the stone from, you know where Leadworks is, don't you? If you go to Leadworks, where Leadworks is, it goes as if you were going to Morley, go through where Greenfield site is, you know. And then if you were going into Middleton, you'd go up there past Leadworks. But now they've all gone of their houses, but there were a row of houses there made, stone houses, and my dad took the stone up there for them with that.
With the steam lorry.
Mm.
And when he drove the steam lorry, he worked here in Wunnelsford, did he? From here?
Yeah, from Armitage's quarry.
Right. Mm. And what about your grandad? Where did your grandad work then?
My grandad worked at quarry. And then he went to be club steward at that club. That one, you know, against coal, against Wunnelsford's coal.
Do you know what it was called? Do you know what it was called?
Apart from it, first working men's club round here anyway. When I remember him, I don't know where they lived previous to that, but when I remember him, he lived down North Lane. I never had much to do with my granddad.
Right. So he moved into one of the new council houses?
I would imagine, yeah. Right, that's right. Where I saw him last anyway. I only saw him about 3 times all my life anyway.
Where did you go to school then?
Wunnelsford. And I would have been able to spell, but his slates were cracked.
You used slates, did you?
No, I might be kidding.
All right. Tell me but then about your mum then. What was her family? What was her full name?
She was Annie Rigglesworth. Annie Rigglesworth. And I think there were my Uncle Jack, my Uncle Fred, my Aunt Florrie, my Aunt Ginny, my Aunt Sarah. So that's 5. I'm sure there's another one somewhere.
So that's your mother's family?
Yeah. My Aunt Florrie, she was Rigglesworth as well, and she married Percy Paver. You remember Paver's Garage, don't you?
Your mother's father then, that your granny and granddad on that side, did you ever see them? They were the Rigglesworth.
No, they'd gone by the time I was born.
But what do you know about the Rigglesworth family in Wunnelsford, various parts of it?
Very little. They owned a good number of cottages up Midland Street. Because actually, my brother lived in one of them anyway, Upton, so that's in my time. And so, my mother lived in one. My Uncle Cyril lived in one that is now Cooper's Garage, because at that time there were some cottages underneath, you know, lower down the Midland Street. Certainly there were two or three cottages under there.
And the Wrigglesworth family owned them?
Owned them, yeah. But I knew my Uncle Jack, he worked at Backwards Way all his life. He worked on Bandwalk, you know, and he used to work for his uncle at Marley Way, that way. I remember him and my Aunt Sarah at Otley.
What did your dad do? Tell me about your dad. Where did he go to work?
Well, like I tell you, he started about 12-year-old, he started at Armitage's. He worked there and then he started driving steam wagon. And then he went from there to Temple Newsham and Pit when they were sinking it. And from there on in, he managed to work his way up to chief engineer's job. He was very fortunate.
Right. That's because he started learning all about it here in Woodlesford then.
I didn't know how he managed to get that. The owner came and had a big Lagonda car. An owner who, I forget what they called him. My dad were then, I'm sure that this is how he managed to get a boss's job. Because owner came and he said, "Arthur," he says, "there's something wrong with this bloody car of mine." He says, "and I've had it at garages," he says, "and they've not found it." He says, "I don't know what I'm going to do with it." He says, "take it out and give it a run, Arthur, will you?" So my dad took it out. And when he was running it to East End Park, he picked an old kid up over a poacher, you know, who my dad knew. He said, "could jump in, I'll give you a ride." And then when he was riding there, you see, this fella said to him, "he says, Arthur, he says, I don't know what this is, it's rattling again my feet." So my dad says, "oh," and it was exhaust that was just knocking on. And he solved it, you see, but it put him in good stead. It cracked it. Talk about being in the right place at the right time, eh?
And what about you then? What happened to you when you left school? When did you leave school and what did you do?
I went to McLaren's to serve my time. This is my life in 3 seconds.
Tell me what McLaren's was. What did they do?
They used to build diesel engines. So I went to serve my time at McLaren's. Then at 18 I went into army. Came out and stopped at McLaren's for about another 12 months till I finished my time. Went from there to Coalboat for 10 years. Went from Coalboat to Copperworks for 25 years. And retired. End of story.